So, you have a Halloween sequel for me? Yes, sir, I do. So it picks up 40 years after the original, and now Laurie is super obsessed with—
Wait, Laurie Strode?
Yeah, from the first movie. Pretty sure we killed her off in Halloween Resurrection. What the hell is Halloween Resurrection?
One of the sequels to Halloween.
There's more than one Halloween movie?
Oh yeah, way more than one.
Wow, I should have done some research.
Yeah, sounds that way. I mean, there's a whole story thing where Laurie is related to Michael Myers.
Oh, well, here's an idea. How about we act like none of that ever happened?
Oh, playing make-believe is tight. That's why I got into the movie business.
Yeah, it is.
So what is this sequel called?
Well, naturally, it's gonna be called Halloween 2.
Well, there are already two movies out there called Halloween 2.
Oh, well, what about something like Halloween, The Curse of Michael Myers?
Already did that.
Damn it. Well, what about just Halloween?
Once again, already two of those out there.
Titles are hard, man. I don't like this game. Let's just call it Halloween.
The sequel to Halloween's gonna be called Halloween? I feel like that's confusing.
I promise you, it's not gonna be confusing.
If you say so. So tell me what happens in Halloween.
Which one?
See?
Ah, shit.
Okay, whatever. What happens in this movie?
Okay, so the story of Michael Myers is being covered by a couple of journalists, right?
Not topical enough.
Okay, so the story of Michael Myers is being covered by a couple of palm trees, right?
No, topical, like relevant to our times.
Oh, right, okay, so they could be like true crime podcasters?
Perfect.
So anyway, for some reason, they're allowed to go into the facility where Michael's being held and taunt him for a bit.
Feels like that shouldn't really be allowed, but okay.
Yeah, and they brought his mask with them to see how he'd react.
So how does he react?
He doesn't, but to be fair, they just kind of hold it up behind him.
Oh, that's definitely not the ideal way to show someone something.
And later, Michael is being transferred to a new facility and the bus crashes, so he escapes.
Oh no.
And then he's gonna kill a little boy.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that way we're gonna show that he's completely ruthless, you know?
Yeah, wow, it shows that he really doesn't discriminate in his murder sprees, you know? Nobody's gonna be spared.
Exactly, except later he comes across a little baby and he lets it live.
He kills an innocent little boy, but he spares an innocent baby?
Yeah.
So like, what's the cutoff age for Michael to not kill a child?
That's a good question. I guess 5 years old would be a good cutoff.
That sounds pretty hard to enforce.
Yeah, maybe he checks their ID or something. I don't know.
Well, okay then.
So anyway, we catch up with Laurie, and she's been spending her whole life trying to protect her family in case Michael pops up again.
Okay.
So she has her house decked out with security systems and a panic room and everything.
Wow, and where does she move to? Like, what state does she end up in?
What do you mean?
Well, if she desperately wants to protect her family, she must have moved out of Haddonfield, right? That's the first place Michael would go.
She does not.
Feels like that's the logical first step any human being would take in a situation like this.
Well, the movie needs to happen, so she stays in Haddonfield.
Fair enough.
We're also gonna have Laurie's granddaughter, Allison, be one of the main characters of the movie.
And what's her deal?
She's in the movie.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah, and she's gonna have this love story that takes up a bunch of time.
A big teenage love story? Why would we have that in the film?
So that she can end up without a cell phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, her boyfriend's gonna get drunk, kiss another girl, and then throw Allison's phone in a punch bowl.
And we're never gonna see him again?
We're never gonna see him again. And yeah, so then Allison's gonna basically run around in the dark and be in the movie.
Wow.
And Michael's gonna kill one of her friends and dress her up like a ghost.
He dresses her up as a ghost?
Yeah, you know, like a sheet with eye holes cut out?
So we're saying that Michael killed somebody and then took a little break to do some arts and crafts?
That's exactly what we're saying.
I love it.
We're also gonna have Michael's psychiatrist be like a crazy admirer and kill a cop so Michael can run free.
Oh, I guess that's an interesting twist. So where does that lead?
It leads to the psychiatrist dying like 15 seconds later.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so that's the end of that.
What a brief turn of events.
And so then Michael's gonna go to Laurie's house and she's gonna stand up to him once and for all, you know? It's gonna be the side of Laurie we've never seen.
Well, I mean, we did the exact same thing with her character in Halloween H2O back in 1998.
Yeah, but I didn't see that one.
Yeah, you didn't see that one, that's right.
So anyway, when Michael gets into the house, Laurie's gonna turn on these bright lights.
See, that's really smart. That way he can't hide around in the dark rooms.
Oh, sorry, I should have been more clear. When Michael gets in the house, Laurie turns on some floodlights outside, so it's still super dark in the house.
Well, how's that gonna help?
Oh, it's not at all.
So it's gonna be impossible for her to take on a crazy killer in a dark house.
Actually, it's gonna end up being super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's gonna lure Michael into the panic room, which as it turns out was a trap the whole time.
Oh, what a fun twist.
Yeah, so these bars are gonna close over the panic room door and Michael's gonna be trapped in there.
So is Laurie gonna shoot him in the face or something?
No, because she has this thing installed that, you know, burns the whole house down.
What are you talking about?
Well, her idea was to trap Michael inside her home and then burn the whole thing down.
But she shoots him to make sure he's dead and doesn't find a way to escape, right?
No, she leaves with her daughter and her granddaughter while the house is on fire.
But her character's whole thing was that she wanted to kill Michael Myers and now she's not gonna make sure he's dead? That doesn't make sense.
That's just the way it's gotta be.
But why though?
I mean, you know why.
Yeah, I know why. Hey guys, Ryan here. Hope you liked that pitch meeting. Let me know in the comment section what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. And we have a lot more of these on the channel, like over 70 if you want to check some more out. Also on the channel, we have a new series called Theory Battle and a couple of really cool documentaries. So if you haven't subscribed, definitely consider subscribing. You could like this video, share it on Facebook and Twitter. And as always, check back soon for a new pitch. Bye-bye.